WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome to the morning show here on 90.7 FM WVUA, the capstone. This is Ginger, and I'm joined by Francesca. Hi, Francesca.
Hi.
And our station manager, Noah, is here also.
Yeah, just sitting in a little bit. But I feel like a big thing is we're Francesca is going to be our regular Monday morning show host in addition to Ginger. So you'll be hearing me on Wednesdays more than on Mondays now from now on.
Yes, so fun. It was game day on Saturday. We did pretty great. I'm sure we're going to talk about that more in our show, but I just have a little story from game day. So I work at the TV station here on campus, and it's run out of the stadium, and I had a shift on Saturday, and of course, when there's a game day at home, you know, there's a lot of security and everything. So the station is run out of the stadium, like I said, and there was a police officer posted outside my door because they didn't want people to be able to get into the stadium that weren't supposed to be there. And when I have a shift on a game day, a Saturday or a Friday, I have to take my little lanyard. It has a special little sticker and everything so they know it's not fake. So I roll up to the station and I walk up and I realize, oh crap, my lanyard's in my backpack. So I have to take off my backpack. And I dig through, and I've got this police officer watching me. And I was so nervous, because I think everybody gets nervous around police officers, you know. And so it felt like it took forever for me to find it. You know how that feels, when somebody's watching you do something, and you just can't find it, or you can't do it. So I finally find it. I show it to him. It's all good. Then I go to scan my action card to get in the door, and it doesn't work. The door will not get open, and he's still standing there watching me, and I'm just so embarrassed. I try it probably 4 or 5 times before I'm finally like, okay, I've got to call the newsroom, and I've got to have somebody come down here, and it just looks so suspicious. Yeah. I hate looking suspicious. I'm a good girl. I promise. But yeah, so yeah. Finally somebody came.
Yeah, I know. I did Ambassadors last year, and theoretically we were supposed to have access like to the digital media center, but it was always like half and half. Like sometimes it'd work and sometimes it wouldn't. And then it'd be like, oh, well, tour group, we're going to wait here for a minute. Can I answer any questions?
Oh, well, so funny. All right, we're going to get back to some music here on the morning show. We'll talk to y'all in a minute.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey guys, it's Francesca with 90.7, and this morning, obviously, the Crimson White came out, and something that really caught my eye as like a huge theater nerd and a fan of like comedy type drama, like theater stuff, was they were promoting the theater and dance department's play called Gloria, and I just thought it was very interesting because they have this line that says, it's one of those shows where you laugh at something because you can't do anything else but laugh at all. And that literally like intrigued me because I was like, okay, this is Office vibes, and like I have like the most awkward humor. Like it's remind me of like when you're just like, because it's about like people interacting in an office, and I'm like, okay, like this is so my vibe. Like I love like critiques on that. And also I want to talk about it because we go to such a big sports school, but also like our theater and arts are such an important part of like culture and society and our school that I think it's important to like go to things like the Crimson White and like just like look at like the theater offerings and stuff and like the arts, you know what I mean? Because like obviously football in itself is an art, like you go to these game days, you dress up, you listen to music, but like things like theater and like comedy is just I think so important. So yeah. I just wanted to like talk about that. Yeah,
and didn't we just get a new theater building, or one's being built right now?
Yeah. It's like in the old Bryce Asylum or whatever.
I've been. It's somewhat new. They do a lot of their opera stuff there.
Ooh, so I didn't know we did opera here.
So they've got some opera things. So I went and saw one of their. We had a composer who had written an opera. He came and we were performing it, and he came and like talked to some of the music students, and then he sat in on the performance of his opera and everything, so that was pretty cool.
Every time I drive by it, I'm like, they need to put on a Halloween show because it's like supposedly haunted, right? Or like the old building.
It looks like it.
I know. I'm like, they need to like have like all the theater people like do like a haunted house, but it's a dramatic haunted house, so like it's like opera stuff, like screaming ghosts and stuff. Like how sick would that be?
That's so funny.
Well, for more news, you can head on over to thecrimsonwhite.com. Back to some music.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
On 90.7 FM, WVUA, the voice of the University of Alabama. This is Ginger, and I'm here with Francesca. Good morning, Francesca.
Hey.
Hi. Let's talk about our weather for the week. It is going to be a beautiful day today with a high of 90 and a low of 65. No worries about precipitation today. Tomorrow and Wednesday, though, are going to be searing hot. And since this little cool down that we've had, I'm not here for this. What about you? I'm not excited.
I'm excited, but I'm not excited because I'm from Ohio, so I'm used to, like, snow and rain.
Oh, wow.
So I'm, like, I don't know. Like, if I can get to the pool, I'll be pretty happy. Oh, you know what I mean?
But these are going to be some great pool days.
Yeah.
We're going to have highs of 95 and 97 on Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah. And then the rest of the week will be a little bit cooler, just like it is today, around a high of 90 degrees. No precip predicted for the whole rest of the week, so don't have to worry about that umbrella.
That's
at least not
yet. Because this is Tuscaloosa. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You might have a little pocket umbrella just in case. You really never know around here.
Oh, yeah.
But whether the weather is good or bad, we always have something to make you glad. And I found the cutest story. This lady named Erica Hart in the UK has saved over 200 dogs using her drone. She will find lost dogs using her drone. Over 200 lost dogs. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Let me find some more info about this. So she's 33, and she just uses her drone to find dogs, and she'll post them on her Facebook page. And I guess she's probably gotten a pretty big following. Over 200 dogs that she's rescued. I just thought that was great. So go out there and be a community hero today, whether that is using your drone to find lost dogs or picking up some litter in your neighborhood. Just everybody can be a community hero, isn't that right?
Yes.
So, well, let's get back to some music here on The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey, mateys, and welcome back to The Morning Show. If you aren't aware, this is 90.7 The Capstone, and it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. Good morning, Ginger, and good morning, Francesca.
If I knew a good pirate phrase, I would be in pirate mode right now. I'm so sorry. Let me look up some good pirate phrases while y'all are talking.
I just feel like it would be embarrassing for me to even try. Like, I'd be like, ahoy! Something like that. You know,
you just gotta go for it.
Oh, yeah, you just gotta sound like that. Yeah, you know, we've got to get our pirates, our little eye patches ready. Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, I'm wearing my pirate shirt because I knew what today was.
Yes.
And so I'm sporting that. I'm going to be sporting it all day. So if you see me around campus, you can come up to me and you can give me a little oi, matey.
You should talk like a pirate, like, all day. Like, when you're in your classes or whatever, just go up to your professor and be like, ahoy, matey.
Well,
give me an A or else you walk the plank.
Give me an A or else you'll walk the plank. No, but so I was looking at, not only is it National Talk Like a Pirate Day, there's also, like, a couple, like, cat things going on today. So it's National Meow Like a Pirate Day. So we all got to give our best pirate meows.
Meow.
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 So fun. I'm looking up the history right now of Talk Like a Pirate Day. It looks like it was just started by two random dudes in Oregon.
Yes.
How did they make this popular? Like, that's what I want to know.
Because it is of the national fake national holidays. It is one of the, like, the more popular ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, probably. I mean, I just, like, it's like one of those ones that they, like, do in school.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's so fun. Yeah. I feel like people our age, our frame of reference for pirates is SpongeBob. Pretty much exclusively.
Yes. I suppose that is true.
Yes.
So, my younger brothers and everything, they watch this show, Jake and the Neverland Pirates. I don't know if you've ever seen that show.
Yeah.
It's like this Disney show. And this show is like revisionist history. It's like, yeah, pirates are just around, like, learning education and helping people out. I'm like, that is not what it was.
Oh,
no, 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 no. So,
pirates,
so, yeah,
technically still real.
Really?
Yeah, because definition of a pirate, I'm pretty sure, is when you go into uncharted waters. So, like, let's say you're, like, in the U.S. Coast Guard and you go to, like, the West Indian Sea. Like, you know what I mean? Like, another sea. They'd be considered pirates.
Okay, yeah. And so, I guess there was that Captain Phillips movie that was, like, came out several years ago. That's, like, mm-hmm. those are, like, pirates these days. Yep. So, pirates like, are still...
Stuff like that. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So fun. Well, so, yeah, you can still go and join the pirates if you want to.
Yes, definitely. I don't know if they still talk like that, though. But, yeah. You know, you can talk about that just for today.
They should. Get into the vibe.
Yeah, it really adds to the effect. But talk to all of your friends like a pirate today. Freak everybody out. Nobody will talk to you. But it'll be fun. If they're in on the joke, it'll be fun. We're going to get back to some music here on the Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And welcome back to the Morning Show. That was kind of an odd start.
He's giving a funeral at a church.
Oh my gosh. So I just put that song in because we were running a little bit late. And it was a really short song, obviously. But I am glad to live. That was kind of odd. Anyway, so just wanted to tell y'all about a few events that we have going on campus this week. Today at noon, there is a career fair crash course. It's a virtual little meeting, and it's all about, you know, what to wear to a career fair, how to introduce yourself, and steps for successfully following up with recruiters and that kind of thing, which is going to be the perfect preparation for a career fair later this week on Wednesday at Coleman Coliseum. It's a general interest fair from 10 to 3. All majors welcome. So this is a great avenue to secure a job or an internship, and there's representatives from various industries. So super fun. I have been to one career fair. Have you been to one yet?
I haven't, but I have a lot of friends that have like gone internships and stuff mm-hmm. from there. So.
Yeah. So yeah, internships. I've done internships, and they're always just such a great opportunity. So mm-hmm. if you are interested in an internship in a particular industry, this might be the place for you. I also wanted to touch on Queen Elizabeth's funeral is today, and I don't have a lot of information about what that's going to be like. I think it was supposed to be really early this morning.
It's also supposed to be like a 10-day, like, I don't know like what they're doing for 10 days, but the 10-day like mourning celebration.
Well, that's been like this whole past week.
Oh.
And so today is the last day of mm-hmm. that, because they're actually going to be burying her, but... I follow some royal watchers on TikTok, and they were talking about she's going to be lowered into this vault where they keep yeah. a lot of the deceased royals, and then I think her and Philip are going to be moved to a different place mm-hmm. within, I think it's St. George's Chapel.
Yeah.
So they're going to have their own place together mm-hmm. in the chapel, and I think that that might be, you know, not open to the public,
mm-hmm.
but a little bit more visible than, like, the vault is.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be nice. I don't know about y'all, but I'm a very big royal fan. I'm a royal watcher.
And
so this has just been a very sad time period. I found out about this in class. I was like listening to the BBC live feed on my phone mm-hmm. in the middle of class. And they came on to announce and they showed the flag lowering at Buckingham Palace. And I like cried in the middle of class. It was so embarrassing.
This might be kind of morbid, but I'm really like, not like excited, but I'm really interested to see who's like, there, like, who actually got invited, because I know, like, with Queen Elizabeth, like, I was, like, she was friends with a lot of, like, American cowboys, and then there's obviously, like, the Commonwealth, so it's gonna be interesting to see who was she actually close with, because I know, like, it's different now than it was back in the day, mm-hmm. where, like, we're actually gonna, like, see who she was close with,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah. So. I'm interested to see who all turns up, because, like, when Prince Philip died, it was COVID, so, mm-hmm. you know, the Queen was very isolated during that time mm-hmm. period, and now she's gone, but I think that mm-hmm. everybody's really turning it out as, you know, COVID is a little bit less of a priority.
And she's been, you know, ruling for so long, and mm-hmm. she's gone through, like, so many, like, wars and major yes. events, like, I'm like, that is actually, like, insane. Like, sis has lived a life. Like,
yeah it's yeah. crazy. Yeah, she ruled from 1952 to 2022.
Wasn't she also even imagine in her early 20s? Like, she was probably a little bit older than us.
Yeah, she was just a tad older than us.
Yeah.
And she, I know that she found out that her father had died and she ascended to the throne mm-hmm. while she was, like, on her honeymoon
and
with Philip.
She had, like, a baby a year later, like, her first child. Yeah. Like,
so crazy. Y'all, what a life.
Oh, what a girl boss.
It's crazy. So we'll have to see how Charles turns out. I'm really interested. But now back to some music on The Morning Show, and y'all can hop over to our Instagram at WVUAFM.
WVUAFM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey guys, it's Francesca and Ginger at 90.7. I hope you guys are doing well. Ginger, how are you?
I am lovely. Welcome back to The Morning Show, everyone.
So are you ready for some good weather?
I am.
We have a high of 91 and a low of 65. Mm-hmm. So not too bad for Tuscaloosa, and this week looks like it's going to be pretty sunny, and I hope it stays that way, because, yeah. But we're going to get into the high of the 90s on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so wear your sunblock, drink some water, because it's going to be a scorcher. So, also, Tuscaloosa, they just opened up a new park on the river, like the Riverwalk, and I'm, like, excited for it, because I was, like, reading into it, and it's more of, like, an adult park, if that makes sense, where, like, there's a lot of, like, cool sculptures and places to, like, host educational and recreational opportunity, and so I'm really, really excited to see this in Tuscaloosa, just for, like, community outreach, and I think it's something that Tuscaloosa needs, and it's going to be by the amphitheater.
That's
and
so fun.
Also, they took, like, an old landfill and, like, a grassy area, and they decided to clean it up, so they, I guess, beautified the community, so. I just think it's awesome to take something that maybe was a little bit dirty and gross and undesirable, you know?
Yeah.
And it's something good out of it, so
yeah,
I'm excited to get
pictures right now, and that'll be great.
Yeah, it's like kind of like under an old bridge or whatever,
yeah.
So I'm really excited about it.
I don't know if I'm fucking sick and steady or exercise or anything you want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
So, fun. I'm really excited to see music here on The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey guys, it's Francesca and Ginger again.
Hello everyone.
So, I don't know about you, but I have the most boring weekend. I'm studying for exams. Yeah, but when I did go out and do stuff, it was obviously parents' weekend, and it was the most bizarre thing. Like, I swear, it was like spring break, like college kids going to like spring break, but it was parents visiting their kids in school. And I don't know, I know, yeah. I don't know if they're on like Barstool or Bama Chicks or any of those things, but they were like posting like the wildest videos of like parents just going absolutely crazy, and I'm like, they go so much harder than like having so much more fun. I think like the most like just here for good time college students, like I was like, this is insane. Like, I've never seen anything like this. And I was, like, walking down the strip yesterday with my friend, and you see all these parents, like, doing, like, the strut, and, like, the dad's dressing, like, frat boys. And I'm like, y'all need to go home and go back to your accounting jobs.
That's so funny. I hope that I'm fun like that when I get older.
Oh, me too.
Also, today is Respect Your Elders Day, actually. So y'all better be out there respecting your elders on TikTok and beyond.
Yes. Help her with some groceries. Or in my case, like, show your respect to a senior. That was all people.
In my mind, they're elders.
So call your parents today.
We're going to get back to some news.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And you have been acting very suspicious this
morning. Yes. I've been running around because it's time to celebrate today.
Yes.
I think every day is worth celebrating in its own special way.
So,
and so earlier we talked about how it was like Pirate Day and Taco the Pirate Day and Cat Taco the Pirate Day, but I was looking at some of the other days that today happens to be, and it's National Cat DNA Day.
Mm-hmm.
So some group called Base Cause created this unique day to raise awareness about the benefits of feline genetics.
We're really just celebrating it.
I know. as far as feline genetics go, I was like, we've all got a little cat in us. So what I did is I recorded all three of us giving our best meows, and then I combined it with the earlier part of Cut for the Pirate Day, and so I created this little song called Cat Pirate, for which we will debut to you now. So Ginger, if you'll give that a little spin. Listen to me, rabbit cat.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey guys, it's 9.7 with Francesca, Ginger, and Noah.
Good morning.
Okay, so we have a sick new song for you by Little Sun, and it's called Drummer. And according to Alice, the person that does the playlist, it's a really funky pop, and the vocalist has a nice raspy, sultry voice, which I'm very excited to hear because two kind of different vibes. I'm just thinking, it's giving like 70s.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
And that is all for our morning show after this delightful song. Noah, thank you so much for drumming.
Yes, the little Cat Pirate song. We've been getting our Instagram post ready so you can see all the some fun highlights from the show today up on Instagram. WVUAFM is our Instagram.
We need to put that song on Spotify.
Maybe so, maybe so.
Not TikTok. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that would be a great TikTok.
You can also catch it. We'll put it up on the, we've been doing the morning show highlights on our podcast network, voices.ua.edu. So you can, I'm sure, for
that's
the highlights from today.
Yeah.
That's making a highlight reel. You can check that out tomorrow or the next day to see that up there. But yeah. I'm super excited for the Monday morning show. I think I'm going to retreat back to Wednesday, so you can hear me again on Wednesday. But when we're going to have Dean Butler on the show.
What?
That's awesome.
So, yes, we're going to have a guest in studio. But, have a good morning, everyone.
Yes, thank y'all. And this is Drummer by Sun Little. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.